Beginning Saturday, February 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the makers of Philip Morris cigarettes will present a program known as Johnny Presents Russ Morgan's Orchestra, Charles Martin's Circumstantial Evidence Thrill, Bill Dewey and the Mixed Ensemble. Remember, the first broadcast of this new series of programs by Philip Morris on Saturday, February 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three.
By thy long gray beard and glittering eye, now wherefore stoppest thou me? The bridegroom's doors are opened wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set. May hear the merry din.
He holds him with his skinny hand.
There was a ship.
Hold off, unhandly, graybeard loon.
Neptune, his hand drops deep. He holds him with his glittering eye. The wedding guest stood still and listens like a 3 year child. The mariner at his will. The wedding guest sat on a stone. He cannot choose but hear. And thus spake on that ancient man, the bright-eyed mariner.
The ship was steered, the harbor cleared.
A gallant ship, what towering mast!
How sweet her mind!
I helped to build it.
No storm can harm her.
Where is she bound?
That billowing sail.
How stout her timbers!
There's hardly a cloud in the sky.
The sun has never shone so bright.
The waves are dancing like elves.
The gulls cry out like jesters.
Goodbye, Jack. Bring back a parrot.
Goodbye, Molly. Take care of the boys.
Daddy's away to sea again.
Below the line this time, wife.
Away again and wed so short a time.
Sailor's wife has learned to trust her man.
Kiss me quickly, Jack, and don't look back.
The breeze is fresh. They're all aboard.
Manly crew.
A captain brave.
The anchor's weighed.
The anchor's weighed.
She's off. She's off.
She's off.
Did we drop below the kirk, below the hill, below the lighthouse top? The sun came up upon the left, out of the sea came he, and it shone bright, and on the right went down into the sea. Now the storm blast came, and he was tyrannous and strong. He struck with his oar-taking wings and chased the south along. And now there came both mist and snow, and it grew wondrous cold. And ice mast high came floating by, as green as emerald. And through the drift, the snow cliff did send its dismal sheen. Nor shapes of men nor beasts we ken. The ice was all between.
Is there no rift in the ice yet, Mr. Mate?
None, Captain. The ice is all around as far as the eye can reach. Solid, it's packed, Captain. We can do nothing but wait for a thaw.
It'll be a long wait, I fear.
No one can tell how long.
How's the ship standing up?
She's stoutly built. If the pressure from the ice gets stronger, she can be crushed like an eggshell.
We are at the mercy of Providence. Our food supply is getting low.
The men are on half rations now.
We shall soon have to cut them lower.
Crew won't like it, Captain. They're getting very short-tempered.
Strict discipline, Mr. Mate. Strict discipline. Try to keep them busy.
I'll do my best, Captain. Frankly, there's nothing left to do.
Now, there's not anything left for me to do. Except wait. And pray, perhaps.
Aye, Captain. And pray.
What's he calling from the crow's nest?
He's an albatross.
Thank God for the bird. A good omen. Listen to the men. Their spirits are raised already.
The ice is giving. The ice is giving. It's cracking wide open.
A clear channel. Call the helmsman.
Aye, aye, sir.
Head her into it, Mr. Mate. Head her into it.
And a good south wind sprung up behind, and the albatross did follow. And every day for food or play came to the mariner's hollow. In mist or cloud, on mast or shroud, it worked for vespers nine. Whilst all the night through fog smoke white, glimmered the white moon shine.
Skimmed along like the brother of the albatross, the bird that brought the breezes.
Bend your wheel, man, and don't talk like a fool. Can a bird bring a breeze?
Well, an old sailor knows that an albatross brings a breeze.
I think you talk to the moon up there. If the bird is so clever, why don't you let it steer the ship for you?
Oh, you must not talk in that manner about an albatross, my boy. No sailor scoffs at an albatross.
How you chatter, like an old zany.
I've taken the ship over the line more times than I can remember, and we've never failed to weather the strongest gale with an albatross perched on the masthead.
You loon, you doddering old loon. An albatross has to be fed on something. If we failed to put out the scraps of the bird, it would die. What then of your lucky bird? It's nothing more than a scavenger bird.
Hush. The weight of the ship is as straight as the foremast. We've seen double enough on this voyage. A man has a right to think as he pleases if he doesn't mock the beliefs of others.
Beliefs? Witches' tales? A handful of feathers to crack the ice and send up a strong south wind. Hush, hush, hush. You bag of child's saddle. You see this crossbow?
Put it down. I beg you, put it down.
Hold the wheel. Stand the horizon. You shall soon trace storm clouds in the sky.
Put down the bow. Put down the bow.
In good time, Mr. Helmsman. In good time.
No, no. No, the bird is a good omen. Don't shoot it. Listen to an old man. An old fool, if you like.
Say your prayers, man. Say your prayers. For we'll lose the stars tonight.
Oh, do not shoot the albatross. Do not shoot.
There it is, you see? Dead on the deck at your feet. A bird, like any other bird. Now, has the ship struck a rock? Has the sea dried up?
See how calmly he leans on the rail down there.
He shot the albatross last night.
That was a hellish thing to do. It will work us woe.
The bird brought the breeze.
A bad action.
The wind will drop.
Fog will never lift.
No. The bird did him no harm.
He had no right to do it.
A boasty fool.
We shall never see the sun.
Here he comes.
Why do you all stand there and say nothing? Why do you not go on with your reproaches?
Why did you shoot the bird that brought the breeze?
As the breeze died, is the ship becalmed?
There is still fog. There is still dangerous ice floes about us.
We've been in fog before. We've been among ice floes before. We came out safely. There were no birds of Providence.
No sailor shoots an albatross. The bird brings fair weather.
And can it not bring fog and ice?
Look here, you fool! The sun is coming out. There, look at it, shining through the mist. The bird brought the fog and the mist, and the sun comes out because it's dead.
Would you like? Losing the fog, was it a bird of ill omen?
There was fog with the bird.
It is true. The bird brought the ice and cold.
The sun is shining.
We shall meet fair weather.
The sails spread full.
The sun is dazzling.
Soon we shall be in the Pacific.
He did well to shoot it.
Yes, he did well to shoot it.
We're glad the albatross is dead.
Now for the Pacific.
Now for the Pacific. The
air breeze blew, the white foam flew, the furrow followed free. We were the first that ever burst into that silent sea. Down got the breeze, the sails got down, with there the sad could be. And we did speak, only to break the silence of the sea.
We've lost the breeze.
We've lost the breeze.
We spoke too soon.
We have been brought from the ice. From furnace.
We shall die of thirst.
We should not have shot the albatross.
We should not have shot the albatross.
We should not have shot the albatross.
Day after day, day after day, we stuck. No breath, no motion. As idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Water, water everywhere. And all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere. Nor any drops to drink. And every tongue, through utter drought, was withered at the root. We could not speak. No more than if we'd been soaked with soup. So well it is. What evil looks had I from old and young. Instead the cross, the albatross, about my neck was hung. How glazed each weary eye. Looking westward, I beheld a something in the sky. The throat unslit. With black lips baked, we could nor laugh nor wail. I bit my arm, I sucked the blood, and cried, "The sail! The sail! But look, because of that wind, the tide! You see it? How can a ship run and tack without a breeze? How fast she is! How fast! The timbers have rotted! Sunshine to a rib. Look, Ben. She's not a ship. She's only the skeleton of a ship. There's a woman aboard her. Her skin is as white as leprosy. A spectre woman. And her mate is dead.
Roll the dice, death. Roll the dice for the soul of the man. Who caught the albatross? The crew is yours, Death. The crew you were. But now, for the man who caught the albatross. Roll, Death. Roll! I won! I won! You roll too low. The game is done. A man belongs to me. Life in death. To me. Life in death.
The sun's rim dips. The stars rush out. At one stride comes the dark. The far-heard whisper o'er the sea, off shot the spectre bark. We listen and look sideways up. Fear at my heart, as at a cup my lifeblood seemed to sip. The steersman's face by his lamp gleamed white.
from the sails the dew did drip, to come above the eastern star, the horned moon with one bright star within the nether tip. One after one, by the star-dog moon, too quick for groan or sigh, each turned his face to the ghastly pang and cursed me with his eye. 4 times 50 living men, and I heard nor sigh nor groan. With heavy thump, a lifeless lump, they dropped down one by one. The souls did from their bodies fly. They fled to bliss or woe, and every soul, it passed me by like the whiz of my crossbow.
I fear the ancient mariner. I fear thy skinny hands, and thou art long and lank and brown as is the rigged sea sand. I fear thee in thy glittering eye, and thy skinny hands so brown.
Fear not, thou wedding guest. This body drop not down. Alone, alone, all alone, alone on the wide, wide sea, and never a saint took pity on my soul in agony. The many men so beautiful, and they all dead did lie. And a thousand, thousand slimy things lived on. And so did I. I looked upon the rotting sea and drew my eyes away. I looked upon the rotting deck, and there the dead men lay. I looked to heaven and tried to pray. But ever a prayer had gushed, a wicked whisper came and made my heart as dry as dust. The cold sweat melted from their limbs, nor rot nor reek did they. The look with which they looked on me had never passed away. 7 days, 7 nights, I saw that curse, and yet I could not die. Beyond the shadow of the ship, I watched the water snakes. They moved in tracks of shining white, and when they reared, the elfish light fell off in hoary flakes. Oh, happy living thing! No tongue their beauty might declare. A spring of love gushed from my heart, and I blessed them unaware. The self-same moment I could pray, and from my neck so free, the albatross fell off and sank like lead into the sea. And soon I heard a roaring wind, and it did not come anear, but with its sound it took the sails that were so thin and sheer. The coming wind did roar more loud, and the sails did sigh like lead, and the rain poured down from one black cloud. The moon was at its edge. The loud wind never reached the ship, yet now the ship moved on. Beneath the lightning and the moon, the dead men gave a groan. They groaned, they stirred, they all uprose. Nor spoke, nor moved their eyes. It had been strange, even in a dream, to have seen those dead men rise. The helmsman steered, the ship moved on, yet never a breeze up blew. The mariners all then worked the ropes, where they were wont to do. They raised their limbs like lifeless shoes. We were a ghastly crew.
I fear thee, ancient mariner.
Be calm, thou wedding guest. 'Twas not those souls that bled in pain, but a troop of spirits blessed. Dawn, they dropped their arms and clustered round the mast. Sweet sounds rose slowly through their mouths and from their bodies passed. Sometimes, a dropping from the sky, I heard the skylark sing. Sometimes, all little birds that are, how they seem to fill the sea and air with their sweet jargoning. And now, 'twas like all instruments, now like a lonely flute, and now it is an angel's song that makes the heavens be mute. It ceased, and yet still the sails made on, yet never a breeze did breathe. Slowly and smoothly went the ship, and moved onward from beneath. Then, like a pawing horse let go, she made a sudden bound. It flung the blood into my head, and I fell down in a swound. How long in that same pit I lay, I have not to declare. But ere my living life returned, I heard, and in my soul discerned, two voices in the air.
Is it he? Is this the man who died on cross? With his cruel bow he laid full low the harmless albatross.
The man hath penance done, and penance more will do.
But tell me, speak again, thy soft response renewing. What makes that ship drive on so fast? What is the ocean doing?
Still as a slave before his lord, the ocean hath no blast. His great bright eye most silently up to the moon is cast, that he may know which way to go, for she guides him, smooth or grim. See, brother, see how graciously she looketh down on him.
But why drives on that ship so fast, without a wave or wind?
The air is cut away before, and closes from behind. Fly, brother, fly, more high, or we shall be belated. For slow and slow that ship will go, and the mariner's chance is abated.
I woke, and we were sailing on, as in a gentle weather. 'Twas night. Calm night. The moon was high. The dead men stood together. All stood together on the deck, for a charnel dungeon fitter. All fixed on me their stony eyes, that in the moon didn't glitter. The pang, the curse with which they died, had never passed away. I could not draw my eyes from theirs, nor turn them up to pray. And now, this spell was snapped. Once more I viewed the ocean green, and looked far forth, yet saw little of what had else been seen. Swiftly flew the ship, yet she sailed softly too. Sweetly blew the breeze. On me alone it blew. Oh, dream of joy! Is this indeed the lighthouse top I see? Is this the hill? Is this the kirk? Is this mine own country? We drifted o'er the harbor bar, and I with sobs did pray. Oh, Let me be awake, O God. Oh, let me sleep always. I turned my eyes upon the deck. Oh, God, what saw I there? Each corpse lay flat, lifeless and flat. And by the holy rood, a man, all light, a seraph man. On every corpse there stood. This seraph man, each waved his hand. No voice did they impart. No voice. But oh, the silence sank like music on my heart. And soon I heard a dash of oars. I heard the pilot's cheer. My head was turned perforce away, but I saw a boat appear.
Ahoy there! Ahoy! Ahoy!
By my faith, pilot, this is strange. Where are those lights I saw but a moment ago? Why do they not answer our call? The planks of the ship are warped, and the sails are thin and sere. They look like the skeletons of leaves in the winter.
Let us go back, good hermit. The ship hath a fiendish look.
Push on, push on. We shall reach her soon.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
What have we to be afraid of? But stay.
Look, the ship is sinking. It's going down like lead.
Quick, man, push on, push on. With God's help, we may save some of the crew.
I see no one. They have all been caught below.
No, there is a man floating there. One man bobbing on the waves. Row fast. We can save him.
There he is.
Row fast, row fast.
Here. Oh, good hermit. Help me pull him into the boat. He is safe.
Turn him over so that we can see his face.
The devil. The devil.
Shrive me. Shrive me, holy man. I have done wrong. And I would receive your blessing.
You are alive, sir. You are alive, which is well. But I think the pilot has gone crazy from looking on your face. And you can help me row back to the shore.
Willingly, good hermit, willingly.
Well, I see the devil knows how to row.
The devil knows how to row.
I bid thee say what manner of man thou art. From the look in your eyes, there seems to be some truth in the pilot's words.
Good hermit, listen to my story, I beseech you. For I feel a woeful agony wrenching me, and I know that I shall be racked until I unburden myself to you.
Say on, poor man, say on.
Our wedding guest. This soul hath been alone on a wide, wide sea. So lonely t'was that God himself scarce seemed there to be. Farewell, farewell. But this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth well who loveth well, both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all things, both great and small, for the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all.
We have presented The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Next week, the workshop will be heard a half hour earlier at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time under the direction of Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.